Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the very latest edition of the Premier View Tipperary GAA podcast. Don't forget to give us a follow if you haven't done so already on Twitter. We are at Premier View Pod. On Facebook, our page is the Premier View Podcast, and on Instagram, where we are Premier View Podcast. We have up-to-the-minute news on all things Tip GAA across all our socials, plus the odd giveaway, so don't miss out. If you're a Spotify listener, don't forget to hit follow and also hit the bell so that you never miss a podcast episode.
Hello and welcome to the Premier View podcast episode number 118. It's county final review time at the Premier View Towers. And also, we have a bonus edition of a preview of the upcoming county final replay between Killadangan and Turles Arches. But where else could we start? They were top of our power rankings all summer, and they finally got the better of a 125-minute arm wrestle with Sarge's second team. So well done to Laura, the Premier Intermediate Champions 2023. It was attritional stuff there at the weekend, Sean. You're absolutely sickened. But Laura just pipped you at the post there by a point.
Yeah, Laurie is say we're the better team. Quick out of the blocks, scored the goals. But looking back, it's something. It's sick to lose by a point. It's just, you know, it's sick to come from seven down to lead by a point with 5 minutes to go, and then we didn't score the rest of the game. Then when usually we do finish strong in games, take our senior team and our senior B team. It's the last 10 minutes where we lead on, but we just couldn't get the equalising score. We tried everything. It was just not to be. We can see the 1-1 in the first minute and a half. Keane Hogan goal.
That was the difference.
Yeah, and Keane Hogan was lethal. He got 1-3. Bonner was a handful. He's a way of just winning the ball, winning rucks. He's clever. Like, with two lads on the time as well. Bonner only got the goal, like, you know, but like what else he set up around that was phenomenal. Like, he was, like, if you look out, what I don't, like, it's unreal to be fair to him. But we kind of got to grips, and then the more the game went on, and we were kind of seven down with about kind of was it 20 minutes into the game. We just started tipping our points, doing what we do well, work the ball through the lines, take scores. Jack Lanigan was exceptional, even though he was literally carrying injury, and he even at the end of the game trying to freeze, he wasn't able, like, you know, and he took him off there. Then we had to, along with Lewis and Mike Cal as well, whose hamstring went, there was another pivotal force there during the game. But our lads gave everything. Like, I stand on that bank there, we're seven down, but like all the Sarah supporters knew, these teams will still have a chance, and by God, they gave us a chance. But the thing is, not scoring the goal, just couldn't get in for a goal.
That's it. Like, Laura got two.
Yeah, Laura got two. They could add more. Fairness, Kevin Bracken played very well in goals. The start, second half, was a blitz there of about 5 or 10 minutes where the goal ball was bombarded towards the goals, and it hit everything bad net, like, for time there. But Laura, like, they always felt they could get the extra score at the end, and they got a soft free. Won't talk about them. Then they got another winning score after that, then to go one up, and that kind of held out. Michael Ryan came on, had a few chances, passed for 65. What to say it was, we don't know, but just absolutely sickened, to be honest, after kind of, I've yet to watch it back fully and see exactly the ins and outs, but memory, that's a memory of it on there.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I thought even going to extra time there, I think it was Laro hit the post, you know, just off the bar with about a minute left, like, here we go again. But Sarah's just couldn't manufacture that chance to draw a level this time around.
Yeah, and I would have been confident, I'm not confident, but I would like to get extra time because I felt we maybe had another bust in us. Like Laro, many weeks in a row, ago, like the third or fourth week in a row, like, playing, like, you know, the pitch was getting heavy, it was very soft afterwards. Like, we were kind of springing lads back on the feed time. Eric came off, came on. We'd subs there, Mike Ross came on. We had legs, but we just couldn't get that winning score. Silent chance at the end to put it over. Like, it's kind of, you have to go for it. Goes over your hero if you miss it. You know, people are saying, why'd you go for it? But, you know, there's our ifs and buts. But to be fair, like, to get this far and that for their second team, but it's unreal for that team.
They're and that's like, coming down the stretch, the discipline off Laro as well was excellent. You know,
there's Yeah, Jack Lanning, the only one foul we got was a free in even before that, and Jack hit wide. But like, other than that, and that free was only given because he could have given a free earlier, say, so that might be given. But like, even in the corner there, Laro didn't foul with a free chance to notice that, right? Like, Mikey Bryan had to turn back inside, they weren't letting him turn out, you know, so his shots were from an angle of 13, 14 yards out, so it's difficult. But like, Laro then did her and then create chances like that. They're scoring power all over the field, like Laro been doing all season. Like 40 on the freeze. The one thing is, they're okay in a short end freeze, but long range freeze, again, they missed a couple of them in the game as well, and it's kind of the same in the first game. But like McIntyre, Banner, who else is there? Two McIntyres, Brian and Owen, I think got 2 points each. No, he Hogan got man.
Yeah, but Brian Hogan coming back in for him as well.
Yeah. But it's kind of hard to know where to even play Brian Hogan at times. Like, they're trying to play him wing back at start, and we push maybe with a Harry on him. I'm thinking Harry got a few scores off him early on and caused him off trouble because he made it work to short puck us to him, you know. So it's an awkward position. Where do you play him? If Bonner wasn't there, you would have nearly thrown him in maybe into the forward lane. But with Bonner there,
yeah, he nearly finished the corner back there for a finish. Yeah, he couldn't get it out of it, like, or whatever.
No, transition. But Laro, you see it after the game, their celebration, they're like, our lads were sickened. It was
exactly. And look, you know, they go on to Munster now as well. So it'd be interesting to see how the Tipperary team's doing the tiered Munster competitions now, as you know, as we kind of have redone our top 16, and it's the 17th best team in Tipperary, if you like, going forward to Munster rather than the intermediate winners, which might have been our 33rd team. So if in the over the medium term, that makes a difference there. So very, very best of luck to Laro. As I said, you know, they transformed themselves a bit. They were free scoring throughout the summer, and we, you know, there's a podcast clip going around maybe of, I think, with my good self questioning whether they'd win it, or, you know, with the bit of a leaky defence. But Jesus, yeah, I was watching, you know, like the replay and the, you know, even the county final as well, they really tightened up, and fair play to them. Like, definitely.
Yeah, don't think we'd have shot and goals in the first half. Liam McCormick could clean through and pull down like it had to do. He would have done the same. You look hard. But on that, I can't remember any major shot. You know, it kept us tight, kept us out. But then they helped us. We did score points getting the game, but these games, like, goal, if we could go in that second half there, we knew, but we just couldn't get the same the first day as well. Like,
so Laro won't be playing Seamus O'Regan next year. A team that will be is Upper Church. And you probably wouldn't have said that at the start of the year. They lost another very close relegation final to Brackens. So a bit of a, we'll come to the Brackens, the football final as well. So a bit of a mixed bag for Brackens over the last while, but they retained their senior status. You know, they had to do this the hard way, Stephen, that, you know, man down for, what was it, 40 minutes of the game?
Yeah, you know, and thoroughly deserve now the win. You know, man down, they didn't just fluke the win, you know, dig it out. I loathe to use the word bottle, but Upper Church butchered that game. They really butchered it. They had an extra man for the majority of the game, and they played right into J.K. Bracken's hands. You know, they finished the first half kind of stronger and looked like, you know, if they worked the ball through the lines here, could be a long afternoon for JK. No, they had an extra man and they tried to rose out everything. If they poked the ball short, the lad who received the ball tried to poke it as far as he could. And it suited the, you know, backs want a war. They don't want to be running all over the field with a fella. They want a physical battle where it's just shoulder on shoulder, man on man, and they played into their hands. And then on the other end of the field, the movement of the JK lads, the you know, Linda Fairbrother and say his name for me. So sorry, I can't think of his
Ormond.
Name, but
Ormond,
yeah. They were outlet, and the Fairbrother on the freeze, he was hitting them over for everywhere.
He was on the freeze. That
excellent. Moment. And they took command of the game in the second half, and it was, if you were late to the game, you'd be asking, who has the extra man here? You know, and it's one of them ones that will haunt, that could haunt Upper Church for a long, long time, because they did everything in their favour. You know, they did the win and all.
I think you said at the time, that chance at in the death of the first half, I think they would have went 7-0. It was a great save by the Brackens keeper, but that will talk about the momentum shift, and that just
gave absolutely
Brackens going in. It's a great save. He should have
and that's it. Like, lads don't realize the importance of momentum at a certain time, because not only does it give you a lift if you score, put you 7 points ahead, your confidence danders through the roof. You feel like you can do anything. But for the opposition to concede that and down a man, you feel like it's the minutes take away like seconds. You know, it feels like if you're 7 points down, it feels like you're 10 points down. And it feels like you're playing uphill. And that save was, it was huge in the grand scheme of things, because I think had that went in, there would have been no way back for Brackens.
And look, but, I have to say as well, that was a very soft sending off in my book.
You absolutely.
Know, because although you can say it now or whatever, no, didn't cost Brackens a game, but jeez.
Wasn't sent off. Man, never.
No.
Yeah. Right, not in a million years, I think.
Both the linesman and the ref, they also came to sense and realized, right, what do you see? What I see? There was not now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
it wasn't the only soft sending off that weekend.
No.
In the immediate game as well, but two
for look, it's creeping into the game, and as a neutral watching it, it disgusts. We'll you don't want to see it.
Diamonds creeping into GA if it's after creeping in, but it's definitely in there. Like, not talking about just this game, but you do see it. The lads take
you do see
getting a contact or a touch and going down like a sack of spuds.
And I try to put myself in the player's position. No, I never took a dive like that. I'm glad to say.
However, not even the goals, no.
No,
it
was the problem, actually. But like going down soft to get a man sent off, I've never did it. But if you're in a situation in a must win, you've heard the saying by hook or by crook, and as a player, if I avail of a soft sending off, I'm not going to lament it. I'm not going to say, you're unlucky, you shouldn't send them off. So look, I kind of understand where a player's coming from when he has an opportunity to go down. I don't think he should give anyone an opportunity to go down, even if it's a sharp turn into a fella. Now, I don't think it was a sending off at all. I don't even think he touched him. Seemingly it was the linesman call, who I think is an excellent ref. They just got caught at this time, and it was a wrong. Now, thankfully, it didn't have an overall effect. The game, the effect on the game it might have had was a negative effect to Upper Church's attitude.
To be honest, as it turned out, I think did they only get 2 or 3 points in the second half? Like,
that's all. Very low scoring in the second half.
Like Brackens, as I said, it rallied them.
Yeah. And look, geez, I was in the game there one in a South semi final a few years ago where a man got sent off before the end of the half and walking out the gate, and I heard people on the sidelines say, game is over. So it creeps into players, it takes the edge off a small bit. They're in the dressing room, you're thinking, geez, we have an extra man here now. We're nearly home and host, and that's the biggest mistake you can make when you have an extra man.
Absolutely. But as I said, Upper Church probably abandoned their game plan a bit, or certainly looked that way, and they just couldn't buy a score in that second half when they needed to settle themselves. Brackens got the momentum and were 3 points up then at one stage that second half, and went back to 1 point. But definitely worthy winners. Stephen, on to you again. The junior intermediate then on the last Sunday week. Probably, an all right final, I suppose. We Golden were underdogs there. They came on the crest of a wave, but again, Borland probably had that bit stronger form. throughout the championship and ran out, you know, easy enough winners, albeit with the benefit of a couple of extra men for a finish.
Yeah, I suppose deserved winners, easy enough winners, but they probably had a shaky part there where they're, look, when the result comes in and you win, you don't care, but it's something they probably have to address going forward. They took the foot off the gas when they were up a man, and you know, they made hard work of it until the second send it off. Again, another harsh enough red card.
Half dive, I'd call it there now.
Let's call it as it was a dive and a soft red, probably wasn't the red. But look, Golden evaded a bit of a look. They got it lucky there in the semi final when it came to red cards. The opposition man got one, they didn't, when probably both deserved it. So luck comes and swings and roundabouts. So yeah, it was a poor enough foul game. I think, unfortunately for Golden, their county final probably came in the semi final, and it was, you know, there was a little bit of a late surge, a little bit of rider overs when they were down a man. You know, a lot of ball went through Leamy, and you know, coming long distance for freeze and things like that. But yeah, there was only going to be one winner from the outset in Borland, and you know, thoroughly deserved. They were probably one of the favourites from the start of the year, and you know, being the favourites comes with the pressure itself. You know, so, and look, they got a few new boys in, they settled them in, they bedded them well, so, and probably had a lot of information on Golden as well, no matter what anyone says. You know, there's no way they did it, the man wasn't tapped up for information, but look, deserved winners, and I wouldn't think anyone would say they probably don't deserve to be intermediate champions. And
yeah, I was only watching that before our game on the club, I know, but like, I just think with 10 to go, there's only 4 in, and that extra second sending off, I just, Orlando's couldn't finish them off, I thought there, mm-hmm. But then yeah. they finished off, like, I'm considering Golden, like, I think Jack Lehman scored everything by a point, didn't he, for Golden?
Still,
Borland were still needed that little push at the end. I know they're 4 points comfortable, but in hurling, like, we conceded 1-1 in a minute there the other night. It's like, you know, it's a game, it's going to swing, but we have mentioned Borland in this, and I said after a victory in the middle, I kind of said they want the team, and you know, they've fairly won it, fairly bet, you know, they've bet who they had to beat, and Golden are surprise package. Like, the Golden lads were nearly in relegation then in the county final, they're in dreamland, but no.
Yeah, you see it. It's an important day, or was an important day for Borland, because you could see it in the interviews and stuff after. They don't see themselves as an intermediate club. And I don't think that's any disrespect to the intermediate clubs. You know, when they see, like, you know, they're the 96 team are going out being celebrated there. They do see this championship as an important step in them kind of building their way back up to senior A, back up to Dan Breen. So, you know, as Stephen said, like, you know, they've strengthened with a few players there now. They have a solid underage setup as well. So, but like, they are into a bear pit of a championship next year now in Seamus O'Regan. Mm-hmm. Like, so it'll be interesting to see how they get on.
Yeah. And it just to go back to when, as Sean said, there were 4 points ahead before the second sending off, and it was kind of a humdrum kind of a situation. You know, they weren't kicking on, they were kind of struggling. That's something they're going to have to work on now, because the standard when they go up there is going to be a lot higher. You won't be allowed to give teams 10 or 15 minutes to get a foothold in the game, or, you know, some teams now at that level especially, they'll hit a purple patch there and they could blow you out of the water. That's all. Now look, they'll say, we'll worry about that going into the new season and pre-season, we'll work on that, we had a job to do this year, and they did it, and you know, congratulations to them, fair play.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be interesting to see how they get on. And I suppose they'd be replaced in intermediate by Clenulty's second team. So, you know, they've been knocking around the kind of junior A county semi-final, county final, county quarter-final kind of scene for a while. And they finally broke through there. Some, you know, great moments. Declan Ryan, I think his son, he was manager and his son was playing as well. Great interview with the man of the match there. Can't think of his name. So it looked like a club, you know, that's really together.
Absolutely, yeah. And they've been knocking around. They must have about 14 West Junior A's in a row there now. It is. Excellent. And a very good team. We played them by ourselves in 2019 in a right humdinger up in Banshee. So they, like, you know, they've been through a lot now the last couple of years, and they've a fantastic group of adult players that just keep coming back, keep working, and you know, to get up that extra level now at intermediate level. that's going to make their whole club even better, you know. And as Sean will tell you, they have two teams. Sean's Sarsfield is a senior and premier intermediate, and that only makes everyone better. So the higher up the grade their second team is, the better they'll be again.
Absolutely. On to the big one, lads, this weekend. The replay, Sean. How are the nerves?
Yeah, not. It's been long 2 weeks now with first two draws and then losing this weekend and now face into another game. It's a great position to be in, to take that not away.
TG Cahir again on Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, TG Cahir, 3 o'clock. Just a bit of fear. It's just, I don't know. Hard to put in words, but I think, like last day, looking back at it, looked like a few times like there's chances and take. Like Willie's pointing in as a wonder score. Jesus Christ. Usually we might get a chance to even get a winner after that. We not kind of broke our way. But it was a great game, like the intensity from both teams, the fitness. It looked like, watching back and tell you, it looked like county final, so to speak. You know, there was both teams looked like they had the pace to score, and like there wasn't many goal chances, but yet the finish from outfield is exceptional. Like that just doesn't happen overnight. Like, you know, their proper sharpshooters there on both teams, but this Sunday, hopefully whether it's Friday weekend, because like, you know, it's on telly again, that shows that they could have picked me out of Kenny County Final. That's on this Sunday, isn't it, as well?
It is.
So
yeah, that's Sunday
before
as well.
Showing the tip one again over in Limerick on Saturday night, so well, people must have said something about it, but we'll probably line up with the same team again, I presume. Probably will, like, you know, like one or two changes. Shawnee Buckler came on, did play well again, so he's one player that either start or come on, and he always gives introduction there and that. Goal chance again. If we got in for a few goal chances at times, the right pass at the right time made a bit of difference.
One pass away. Paddy Creedon was very dangerous in there, but just couldn't click, you know, like to get everything.
And their goal then came from a break down from the middle, you know, kind of against it again at a time where kind of maybe in the second half, getting on top. That's how clinical goals are. So if anything ever be goals by our team, but hopefully be a humdinger again, and hopefully my voice will be gone come not this time next week or maybe week after.
We go live. We might be going live to Turles on a Monday morning. Stephen, your thoughts on the first game as well. It was nip and tuck, wasn't it? I don't think Kildangan ever got ahead in the game. Open the correction on that. But you're all as harsh as they just couldn't shake him off.
Yeah, I won't correct you on that either, because I don't it's hard to follow a score when the match was so good. I thought it was an excellent game of hurling. You know, had the physicality, the fit, the
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Pace, the intensity, stick work and hurling. And what I, maybe I was looking for it, but what I found brilliant in that match was there was an awful lot of high feeling. We're giving out down the years in Tipperary that we don't have enough high fielders. I thought the high feeling was exceptional at times in the game. And we had a couple of weeks ago, I think it was it the quarterfinals or semi-finals, they were on telly, Drum and SARS, and we thought, Jesus, this is going to be the one to show the whole the country how good Tip Championship is. And it was a damn squib, but this match was on telly, and the whole of country see how good the Tipperary Championship is. And I thought it was an excellent advertisement for hurling. It was exceptional, and that win, that drawn point from Willie Connors.
Connors,
was excellent, you know, like, but there was so many brilliant individual displays on show within the collective of the team. You know how hard they work for each other. Like, no, just ridiculous, stupid Hail Marys up in the sky and hope for the best. It was a design to both teams' way of playing, and there's an execution to it. I know we kind of ended up with deep lying sixes, and Willie O'Connor, you could say, probably came in, when he came in there, could just drop back to. But I don't think any of the two teams went out to play a default sweeper. You know, they went at it. There were some scores from all over the field, and I think it was, if we can get half as good a game the next day, we're in for a treat.
As we're watching it there, you'd actually realize how good some of these guys are. And Kildangan in particular maybe didn't work out for a few of them at county level. Like maybe Billy Seymour and the Flynns, Alan and Paul as
Things
well.
are
But
excellent.
Jesus, excellent hurlers, like the heartbeat of that team as well. I think it was a Paul got 1-3 or something
Paul
like
got
that.
1-3. Alan got, I think, a point, but did. I think they had low scores over the field. Just think of like they're fantastic hurlers at club level. They always put it in and him play them. The main lads stand up, Flynn, O'Mara, Gallagher as well. Like these lads do week in, week out. And if they want to move an off day, they haven't really slot in, And just, yeah, and even in that game, I think it was. Was 11 times were 11? It was a draw, 10, 11 times in that game as well. Like, so that kind of showed how nip and tuck it was. It was point here, point there. But as Stephen said there, it was both teams didn't go out to play like the sweeper and the style, but then it kind of set up for a tactical game. It was in taking our scores and having to work a score. It wasn't the case of get a ball and corner back and hoof as long as he can, to find a forward running. So fitness levels had to be impeccable then to keep up that kind of game for both teams throughout.
Yeah, and the fitness level showed right to the end of the game. Like there was no, you're watching that game and like an inter-county game, you're not looking at two teams getting tired the last 10 minutes. It's just the intensity was from the minute go, from the first whistle to the last whistle, and it's a credit to both sets of players and management to be in that kind of condition. At club level, it was fantastic, and a lot of. As I said, it might the county scene mightn't have worked out for the Flynns and things like, but they are fantastic hurlers at club level. Where, look, county level has probably gone to 6'4" monsters who no, don't necessarily need to puck the ball. I don't know the Limerick midfielder Will O'Donoghue ever puck a ball at inter-county level. So they've gone to big athletes nowadays. But these lads are just fantastic hurlers, and we're very happy to see Billy Seymour probably after maybe a slow start, we could say, to really, really, to the fore. And the same with young Hayes. Like we're looking at these lads and we're thinking, are they going to make the step up? Are they going to fulfill their potential and play senior hurling for Tipperary? And when you're performing like, and same with the wing back, I'm not too sure. I can't think of his name is slipping me now. He had a red helmet for Killadangan. I thought he was at number seven. I thought he had an excellent game for Killadangan. And like all the stars. The SARS lads, the lads that you expect to do the business are doing the business. And I can't think of it was one of the McCormacks. He got a really, really bad pass right in front of the goals, hit to the ground right in front of him. But the quickness in how he snapped and recovered the ball was you're looking at that and you're thinking, we're in real good fettle here in Tipperary if that's the stand if those lads are setting the standard for us this year, this at club level.
So, I think it'll be another tight game on Sunday. Stephen, call it. For me, it's we know what Sean's going to say, but for me, maybe there's a bit more improvement in Kildangan, but I don't want to rock the boat too much.
Well, I'm going to,
Sarsfields don't do replays.
but they'll have to start doing them. No, I'm going to give it to Sarsfields, the familiarity with Semple Stadium down the years. I think the weight of expectation on a Sarsfields player, every year, even through the quieter years, is huge. So I think they'll probably deal with the semi-final a little bit better. Now that could be complete bullshit as well. So, but I'm going to give this a slight nod to Sarsfields.
No problem, Sean. I won't put you under pressure
Sarah's
there.
and Sarah's and penalties. Just
Oh, be great. The winners play Clonlara now in Clare, isn't it? Clear champions.
It's a home, yeah. I think it's a home fixture 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, so look, that's winnable. You know, there's a few Sharks in Munster as well. It would be good, I suppose, it validate the championship that bit extra if a tip team could go and kind of compete well in Munster as well. So, look, you see, as I said, the Limerick final is on. Napier Sheehan, Patrick Swell. You know, that's on, I think, Saturday evening.
Yeah,
so
that's from with the rugby, isn't it? I think.
That ended a few weeks ago. You know, so look, Waterford's done a few months at this stage now, you know, with Bathy Gunner and Cork has done last week as well. So, I mean, the club scene is, you know, we do say split season all, but like it is October, like a lot of it does kind of, you know, mid October, a lot of clubs are finished and stuff. So, and you know, it does leave a bit of space for the under 21, which is kicking off on all their lovely 4G pitches around the county at the moment. So, and the Hearty games as well.
Yeah, putting our GoFundMe together, get a few pictures up. I say,
the lads on the socials are kind of fishing for a Connacht style dome and all. So, you know, why stop there? I think Clonmel would be a great location, lads. You know, county town.
I'd agree with you. I know we're joking, but I said this a few years ago on the forum there, we need two centres in Tipperary. We need one for the north half of the county and one for the south half of the county. You could just see the success of, look, I know they had horse money funding, but the success of Feathertown Park has been unbelievable. And the facilities there are just incredible. We're in a stage now where even in the summer, probably have our worst summer in a long, long time. And, you know, the fields are taking a battering. There's so much work now going into the grounds, into people's feet, into clubs' fields and the grounds and the money raised from, you know, clubs not willing now to let the fields get all dug up and be destroyed and with months and months and months of recovery. And you don't blame them either. It's getting harder and harder to play games, especially with the amount of games that are on with all through all the age grades. And, you know, we have to put this one off to the end of the under-21s. I can't ever remember playing under-21 when I was a young lad this late in the year. Like, you know, it always felt like we were playing in the summertime. But the way hurling has gone now, it's gone so late in the year. We need to look at huge investment. How it's done, I don't know, but we need to look at huge investments where access to these clubs are not, access to these fields for games are not out of a club's reach. Like, you don't have to travel an hour and a half to play a match, you know, but it's badly needed. And even if they just start with one, get one up and running and you know, get these games, and it's something that needs to be done. It's not a problem for the next year or two. It's not a solution for the next year or two. It's a solution for the next 20, 30 years, 40 years.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, it is going to be a joined up approach needed. Not only, you know, is there more playing GA, but we also have our two kind of sister associations with the Camogie, and the LGFA is booming in popularity as well. So there's going to be, nearly every club is going to need more space, more facilities, and at different times of the year. So, like, you are going to see these, I suppose, like the Leopardstown tennis courts on the side of the M50, are going to see these kind of temporary structures and stuff, the domes mushroom up around the country, I think. And, you know, it's about having a, as you said, Stephen, that they're not too far away from anyone, and that they are affordable to clubs and they are available. So the football as well, lads.
Oh.
Commercials goal level, number 21. So
14 are all like,
set another bigger prizes, but it's a good game now on Sunday.
I'd say for all the young lads listening to the podcast now, when you mentioned that they're only going level on county titles with Feathert, I said that mine must be blown, because mine was when I first heard the stats. You know, commercials are a relatively new club, that they're only catching Feathert now, and Feathert have been out of the loop now a long time. But no, yeah, look, Feathert, our commercials they've been fantastic. They're just a juggernaut, and it's, they're probably going to hit 32 titles now in the next 10 years. So they hit number 32, and it's hard to see where they're going to be stopped. You might get them on an owl. Probably get them in a small field in Clamel if you're lucky, you know. And
that's a good place they'll ever be, because no team will give them a home quarter final or semi final.
They might be better off.
The big field in Clamel is safe.
Because when you play them on a big field, they're going to destroy you. So you're probably better off playing them in a 13-a-side field.
Wait, down to the Zavin Park. Be a nice game for you now with your sole ownership.
We don't play football in the lab.
What's the draw from Munster with Clonmel? How are they shaping that?
Jeez, you're under. I think it's Limerick champions up first, and then Jesus Kerry champions. But that might be completely wrong now. To be honest, look, you know, to kind of summarize the game, it was a golden game. I think it all hinged Bracken's black card about 14, 15 minutes in. Comarch has just ran in two goals, one straight off kick out there, like, and you know, it was just done. It was kind of had a challenge match feel after that. Then commercials were always able to kind of keep the 9, 10, 11 points. So true, you know, Bracken's, I think it was a 21 point beating from on the first final they were in, and I think that was about 14 points or so at the weekend. So, you know, it just shows the gulf in level at times when commercials do turn it on, that you're going to be at your absolute best to beat them. And, you know, Bracken's, we talk about them, the sheer relief of getting the hurling win. They probably didn't sit down to look at that match properly till maybe Monday or Tuesday. You know, and you're coming off that high, you have to kind of knuckle down. A lot of jobs, Mikey Quinlivan. I don't think he got the man of the match in the end, but he was excellent. You know, kind of because havoc off that wing forward, Shawnee O'Connor, a couple of goals as well. Like, you know, great to see because he's a great talent. And
Bracken's missing a lad, Murphy, no? Or my one of better players. No? And I broke a finger.
Not sure now, to be honest.
It's
hard to be selected, but commercials were missing Jack Kendi, who'd be one of their star men. But as well, lads, you know, Jesus, like, you know, the senior final is maybe a bit of a dance game, but if you want to restore your faith in football, go and watch the last 10 minutes of the Grange Mochler and Aherlow intermediate final. I think it's on Clover there. It was just crazy brilliant. It was great crack. You know, because I was pulling a bit for Grange Mochler because they'd been knocking at the door a bit, like, and you know, they had a penalty basically to win the game, a couple of minutes left. Like, you know, keeper saves it. They, the chance of a rebound, misses it. Then did a, I think it was a 45 win it again, misses it, doesn't even get close. Concede, you know, Arlo go down the field. Barry Grogan was after tying it up level before that with a real difficult free straight over the black spot. Then again, probably the last kick of the game, Barry Grogan, you know, very difficult free to chance winning the game. And, you know, never caught it in fairness, and I was delighted because, you know, it means they get a replay. But Jesus, it was just, and I think there was a black card and a sending off, you know, in that time frame as well. Arlo had a man sent off, second yellow. So, like, jeez, it was all happening.
Bedlam, for what I've seen, looked at back on Twitter, yeah, it's bedlam there. It's just how the scores are going in, how are lads, what's going on? Like, it's end
lads
end.
On their feet as well.
It was, and it was, yeah, you could see lads run the ball and then half kicking it. But that's excitement. Like, you know, someone like say, the skill wasn't there in that, but jeez, that was, if from either team here, you definitely go low watching that.
When the penalty was given, what was left in the game and was level at that stage? Do I have that correct?
Yeah, I think it was level, wasn't it? And yeah, it was about a minute in normal time.
You know, it was level with a penalty, and I missed the match. I had to go away the weekend. But I know the goal absolutely makes sure of it. But you can't help but think, you had a 14-yard kick, minutes ago, all
I
aboard.
I should say, though, Stephen, he was after burying a penalty of 5 minutes before that to put him 2 points up. The right
I know.
And I know what
seen,
you're saying.
And
yeah.
I've seen take 14 yards kicks your point, but, over the back. Yeah.
But being Grange Mochler, like, you know, if they just
yeah,
took
they don't
there,
do things the easy way, all right.
You know? I suppose you have look, to grasp it, don't you?
Yeah, they live to fight another day as well. And they'll, you know, I see the interview with Shane Comfort afterwards, and they're happy to be in there, have another crack at it, and they're confident enough going into it. So, you know, like, as Sean said, look, the skill set probably wasn't the same as senior, but if you're going to go to a football match, you want excitement at least. I was down in Clarny the weekend, and I went on the Sunday. I went into the Clarny to Fishers Stadium to watch East Kerry and Rathmore, and I just wanted to see the Cliffords in action. Uh-huh. And everything I needed to see, I saw in 20 minutes, and after that, then it was, you know, like it wasn't exciting. So I wouldn't go to the next game, if you get me. But if Arlo and Grange Mochler are going to give us that kind of excitement, like I'd be inclined to go to the next game now because of what happened in the first game, you know. And
exactly, there'll be more tune into it now, you know.
Yeah,
like
absolutely, absolutely.
As well. But that holds for hurling as well. Like, you know, hurling we have up on a pedestal as well. But you know the way the intercounty game has gone, you know, the kind of basketball scores and all that. Like, it's something we have to watch. People love a contest.
Yeah, and you want
know,
people coming away talking about
the
game.
Yeah, maybe that's why the Tip Championship has been so successful as well, because you know you're going to get, you know, the tight games, the kind of, the you know, the good rivalries kind of coming together and stuff.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And people, we want people talking about games. Like, our group was hopping there after the Grange Mokler game, you know, with everything that happened, the drama, and they're only out the road, so all the boys would know the lads that are playing, you know, and it probably will bring a bigger crowd now to the next game, you know. And I watched the trilogy with Clonmelogue a few years back. The brother was there was three dad men involved at the time, so we didn't have a football at that time. So our three lads
never mind the football team, I'd say.
And the trilogy, like, so they're involved in absolute classics, you know, and you'd like to see him get over the line in one of them, you know, like. Arlo are 40 miles away from me, so I wouldn't have much, but you'd like to see Grange Mokler get over the line and get up to the senior where they've been striving to get to for a long, long time now.
Absolutely. Look, it's a very competitive senior football championship I think they're heading for as well. The relegation. Arravel survived relegation, if I'm right. Arravel survived.
Golden, was it?
Yeah, Golden went down, didn't they?
I think that's a bit.
Golden went down in intermediate. Golden stayed up in intermediate. Colin was on spitting over
a
few decisions, but yes, Clam will go down. Is it junior A intermediate or whatever? I'm not even taking the piss saying that, but I think Arvill stayed up in the senior. So look, I think there's another few teams to go down next year as well. So again, it's good, probably, you know, in the medium term, tighten up those structures. More competitive games, more teams kind of playing each other, and commercials. Yeah, they're out ahead at the moment, but I still think it's a tight enough group and in behind them.
Yeah, there's not many lot teams behind. Even this year, we saw the intermediate, like, no, we'll be a football club and be a rattle, and you know, lads came together and we weren't miles away in the end, poor second half and the game already cost us. But like other than that, like I do say, they're gonna condense down less teams and like you'll find our grade then and they give you competitive games like what we saw there with Grange Mokler and Aherlow. That's kind of what you want, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
And while we're on the football there before we leave it, congratulations to the Commercials Junior B football team for winning the semi final as well. That was a
nice
one.
That now. I've stopped getting the call to know. You know you're screwed when you're retired out of Junior B football and you stop getting the calls. So. fair play. I couldn't that was played on a wet night out in the nest, so you know. They got a few right lads in, so fair play to them there. Another weekend of it, lads. Great to see all the scenes from the county finals and stuff. All the Monday clubs going on around the country. Look, we did have a bit of fracas there with a referee involved again. You know, the temper's raging in the Leinster Championship, but most of the stories have been great. You know, we're seeing teams bridge 20, 40-year gaps and all the rest of it. Fathers and sons nearly playing with each other. Johnny Doyle, I see there, 45 years old. So look, it just shows how much the club means. You know, whatever the grade, you know, it's great to see, you know, joyous scenes if you're winning a Junior B or a Junior D compared to like a county. Like, it's great for the players involved.
Yeah, there's the negative is tiny. Like, that's all. The only thing I really see negative is that pushing the ref. Other than that, would be nothing. It's either controversy, you know, no. For all the finals that have been on, like, you know.
Another scoreboard malfunction today in the Hearty, but
lads, keep your own score on sideline.
Yes, we said that a few times on this pod. Keep your own scores.
Premier View pod life lessons.
Writing on a spare hurley, just bring a pen and write on a hurley. Some young hurley now have scores on it for a couple of games and he goes to use it.
Absolutely.
To helping teams and giving teams motivation and helping referees. Now we need to start getting commission off this.
That's next year. We monetize it next year. Right, lads. Thanks a million. Good luck, Sean. Best of luck at the weekend. Best of luck to the Torres and to the.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.